Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Friday. Thank goodness. And this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. It's always sunny in the studio when Eldon Scott is here, Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue.
Good morning, Meg. How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. How are you? You got to kind of change hats. Weren't you just at the Chamber Breakfast?
It wasn't Chamber Breakfast this morning. It was Ambassadors Meeting this morning.
So,
the fellow ambassadors this morning, hanging out and talking about all the new businesses that are open up and all the upcoming events.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, there's an expression they used to always have, the busiest guy in show business. I'm thinking you might be the busiest guy.
In barbecue.
No doubt about it, my friend. So Eldon is here as the Chief Kindness Officer to talk about Sonny's Barbecue. So we might have some listeners this morning that are driving down for the weekend or here with their families, maybe have never been to Sonny's before. Talk a little bit about Sonny's because it's such a unique history. And let's talk about the location so we can get people there for like late breakfast or early lunch.
There you go. I mean, Sonny's is Florida barbecue through and through. Started in Gainesville, Florida in 1968 by Floyd Sonny Tillman. And been serving up slow smoke barbecue. Used to be real pit barbecue back in the day, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
But slow smoke barbecue. And we got some great teams, pit masters in all of our local stores. And do a great job of delivering good quality barbecue and good Southern hospitality. So we do have 4 stores here in the local news radio area. We have our Pace, Florida store.
There you go.
I'll get it right.
But on Highway 90, so that was
on
right.
On Highway 90,
yeah.
just in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement store, and then just about a mile and a half west of Avalon Boulevard. So we have that location there in Pace. We have our 9th Avenue location just south of Creighton Road, right there by the airport runway. If you know where the firehouse and the auto zone are, right back behind there, tucked in, nice little quaint location. And so back there, and then we have our Navy Boulevard location, which is about a mile and a half north of the Pensacola NAS main gate. And then our Shelley Road location, which is right off of Pine Forest, tucked back there behind the McDonald's and the Cumberland Farms, right there just south of I-10. So we have 4 locations. We do have 2 banquet rooms.
Yes,
and,
you do.
Normally I mention them with the stores, but we have 2 banquet rooms that are no cost for the room, just the cost of the food. So it's a great option, whether you have a nonprofit, a church organization, need a graduation Father's Day celebration.
I actually went to a bridal shower in one of those rooms. It was perfect.
Bridal showers, baby showers. We've hosted several of those for sure. So we have the 9th Avenue location has a banquet room that can accommodate up to about 40 folks. If you have about 15 people, we can do off a menu. Less than 15 people can do off menu. More than that, we like to do a buffet style. It just makes the service so much easier and get everybody fed much quicker. And it's just the easier all around for everybody.
Yeah, it's fun.
And we can do a great selection. We got a full spread, whatever you want to do. So we can. There's no lack of options. So we got options that you can have and choose whatever fits your crowd the best. And then our Navy Boulevard location, we just hosted Subwest Rotary. Every now and then they get kicked out of the yacht club. And so it's always a pleasure to host them over at our Navy Boulevard location. And so they were over there yesterday. But we can host up to about 75 there.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. So what are the hours for the stores and when are y'all open?
Oh, hours are important. 10:45 every day. So I know I'm in here a little bit early this morning. Y'all got Visit Pensacola on next.
Yes,
before Stefan at 10. So I lost my train of thought. Normally, as we're closer, but 10:45. So
yes.
You got a little bit longer to wait today.
Yes, you're coming in early today for us.
Talking about all these classic barbecue bowls and peach cobbler cherry
cobbler
egg rolls.
So welcome to my world. This is what you do to me every Friday.
You're going to have to wait a little bit longer.
I know.
A little bit longer this time.
Starving by, the time you leave.
But the 10:45 every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every Thursday, Sunday through Thursday,
there you go.
We are open until 9:30 p.m. And then Friday and Saturday, we're open until 10 p.m.
Okay. So. And somebody asked me this the other day, and it was so funny because I thought it was obvious, but they asked, do they serve alcoholic beverages?
Yeah,
we talk a lot about the great iced tea and lemonade and stuff, but they actually do have other drinks available.
Yeah, we have draft beers. We have a bar selection, so we make you a little Jack and Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Long Island iced tea, that one seems to be one that's fairly
nice
regular
in the summer.
Order, for some reason.
if you want to take a nap in the hammock, have a one one of those first.
Yep, there you go. But we do have bars in all of our locations and, you know, a little draft beer, a little...
Okay, so I need to know because I was out for a little while here. I had this crud that's been going around. So I missed a couple Fridays. I know, I've missed you too. Yeah. So I've been anxiously awaiting to hear about the summer menu.
I know.
Because I've been enjoying... I would thoroughly enjoy this.
You mean you didn't listen to the show when you were at home?
Well... Well,
I thought we were friends, Meg.
Well, you know, antibiotics and all that kind of stuff, you sleep a lot. Let me put it that way, right? Yeah, yeah. So tell me, I want to hear.
You probably don't want to work when you're away from work.
Well, no, I missed work.
Yeah.
I actually missed work.
I can believe that.
No, I'm one of those sick deniers.
I was ready
to get back.
Me too.
Yeah.
Same.
I really get that. But I do want to hear about the summer menu because I know it's always special and they do this every season.
Yeah.
You come up with new items. So,
Summer menu is rolling off. So,
apparently, I'm late to the party, but.
A little bit late, but don't worry. The party's rolling on. It's going to be here for a few months. So, all the classic barbecue bowls are back. So, we're excited about that. We also brought back the build your own bowl, so you get to kind of choose your base, choose your proteins.
I was gonna say, what does that mean?
Yeah, so we actually brought back our dirty rice, so excited about the dirty rice. I'm a fan of our dirty rice.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that as a side, or you can use it in your build a bowl. So that's great. It's got a little sausage in it and some of our roasted street corn, mm-hmm. So it's a good one. So dirty rice is back, so if you like that as a side, it's back, but it's a component in the build your own bowl,
mm-hmm.
and some of the other classic bowls, kickin' chicken bowl, the classic barbecue bowl, so definitely check those out. Those are always a crowd favorite. When they go off menu, we hear about it,
right.
Why don't you,
Yeah.
But hey, limited time option, right?
That's
limited
right, so time. Take advantage of it.
All summer long, we're going to be here through, I think it's about the end of August.
Okay. Yep.
And so you got plenty of time to take advantage of all these summer menu items. Brisket mac and cheese. That's
a good one.
The upscale mac and cheese for the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then
any desserts?
The dessert of the year or the season is our cherry cobbler egg rolls.
Okay.
Yeah. Might have to be next week, Meg. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was
looking
tied
around.
Up this
I don't
morning.
See any
I know,
samples.
I know.
I usually get a little
see them or smell them or see them or smell them. So.
Well, that sounds great.
So the summer menu's kicked off and rolling. Our specialty barbecue sauce of the season, or one of them, is a cherry cola barbecue sauce.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. So it's kind of sweetness to it, I guess.
Yeah, you can taste the cherry through it. Cherry is the fruit of the season this summer. So.
I'm intrigued by that. That makes me want to try that. Mm-hmm. I've never had that before.
It's good. I like it. It's got a different flavor to it. And so,
all right.
But then that, and we got the tangy vinegar sauce too. So that's one of the, we're doing like a Carolina style.
Okay, because I've had that
vinegar,
in the Carolina.
So.
Yeah, the Carolina.
And then the other thing is our slider trio. So you get a little, a little sample of different, brisket, pulled pork, chicken.
Oh, cool.
On a slider trio with some pickled onions. And
I'm such a creature of habit. I always get the same thing. So that would be a good thing to try a little different.
Yeah, you get a little sample of each of them.
Yeah, that's a great
some
idea.
Some pickled onions, and you would serve it with pickles, too. So that's a nice little summer treat. One of the fun things we got some patriotic drinks.
I wonder why.
Patriotic drinks. $2.50 America,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
But a blue raspberry drink.
Oh,
and
cute.
Then, I can't remember what the other one.
Strawberry?
Wild berry tea.
Something
but
that
then,
looks red.
But the one I've tried it. So we almost have like a, I don't want to say it's a, it's basically like a virgin mocktail pina colada.
I would like that one.
It's pretty good. It's
okay.
pretty good. So definitely check that one out. So
all right,
I tried it the other day and I'm like, this has got a little,
Okay.
If you wanted to add a little shot of rum to it, you could probably do that. But
I'm sure they'd be accommodating.
But as just a pure drink, it's nice and refreshing.
Yeah,
got
I love
that pina colada feel to it without, a little carbonation because it's got some Sprite in it.
So
it's an interesting, refreshing drink. So
if you just joined us, I'm talking with Eldon Scott. He's the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. So if you have a comment or a question about the menu, about the stores, he's here to answer all your questions, and all you have to do is text in at 850-437-1620. I suspect we'll be doing a giveaway in a little bit.
I think you suspect correct.
So you may want to write that number down, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, and I'm Meg, your host, and Eldon is here keeping me company this morning.
I am here.
All right,
I'm trying to stream live on Facebook, but for some reason, Facebook is not cooperating this morning.
That's not good. That's not right.
That's not good. I don't know what's up with Facebook this morning. So
that's okay.
It is what it is.
You'll just have to listen live.
That's right. Listen On 92.3
FM. Got it. Yes.
Or 1620 AM.
You know, you have a good radio voice.
For those who are way back.
You have a good radio voice.
Oh, thank you.
Don't you think? I mean, my listeners, I'm sure, would agree.
I've gotten a lot of practice. Mama said I got a face for radio. Isn't that the old joke? Isn't
that yes, the old joke? I know. It depends on the day for me. Some days I'll come in with a little makeup on, and some days I don't.
So, yeah, well, and we had our ambassadors meeting this morning, and Johnny Fayard, he's with one of the local banks here. I'm drawing a blank on which one it is, but good guy, longtime chamber ambassador, and he was like, man, I love listening to your show. He's like, you just sound like you're having fun. I'm like, yes, yes, having fun, doing barbecue, supporting the community, doing all the things, so it's a good time.
Well, speaking of which, tell us a little bit about what you've been doing this month. I know you get out and about. Goodness. I keep up with you on Facebook, so I'm always liking and loving all your stuff.
Yeah, and I appreciate
it. So much in the community,
it.
Elton.
Last night, we actually joined Valerie's house out at the beach at Park West. Is it Park West? I believe it's Park West or Park East. One of the end. Right there before.
One or the other.
Before Pickens, east or west.
It's got to be one or the other.
The beach don't run north or south, that's for sure. Not here, anyway.
Okay.
But they had their Waves of Light ceremony last night, so they had about 350 folks out there, and served them a little dinner right before they had their little candlelight vigil and remembering
nice.
Their loved ones and all the things. So it was really cool to kind of see that and be a part of that. You know,
Valerie's House is a great organization.
Yeah, it's a great one. So
okay, we got a text that just came in from one of our listeners. It's from Phil. He says, "Good morning, Eldon." He said, "The rum cake and banana pudding at Sunny's is absolutely amazing."
Rum cake? I don't know about the rum cake. That's a new one to me.
Maybe he's adding a little.
Maybe
rum.
He's making. All right, Phil. You got to text me the secrets, buddy.
Okay, yeah. Why not?
I don't know about the, but the banana pudding's
the
delicious.
The banana pudding's delicious.
Always,
with
it's always
without rum, I'm sure. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, y'all are a peach cobbler crowd up here. So.
Yeah, I kind of have fallen in love with you. Yeah, that's a good one.
But one or the other. It's a good southern dessert.
Yeah,
peach cobbler, banana pudding. If I don't bring one or the other. Mm. I'm getting complaints.
Well,
you've
spoiled this. It's your fault. You've exceeded expectations every time. So then we have greater expectations. That's how that works.
That part. So.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, we do. Let's talk about catering. So we're kind of talking about that. So we like to say we have three ways that we cater. Mm-hmm. We can do pickup catering. So I just need to feed a bunch of folks and need to get it handled, and I don't want to do all the cooking. Our pit masters and our team will definitely take great care of you. You can go online, sunnyscatering.com. You can place that order there. Always can reach out to me, 850-418-3331. It's a personal cell phone. You can give me a call or shoot me a text. I'd be glad to take care of you. But, whether you need barbecue by the pound or if you need, sides and fixins and paper products and
you have
silverware
everything.
And cups and drinks and tea and ice and all the whole thing. So for about $10 a person, you can get you a full meal with all the trimmings and fixings, and it's a great,
it's a great
way to feed a crowd, whether
I'll just put in a little testimonial because we have Sunny's we have our staff meeting every month with all of the station's teams coming together. And it's just a great way for all of us, because some of us, our paths don't really cross until we can get together like that. So it's great for us because we get to eat a little barbecue. We talk about what's going on in our industry. And it's wonderful because it's all taken care of.
Yeah.
And you guys come in, set it up. The cleanup's easy. It's a really great way to go if you have a business meeting or you need to get everybody together. So
that's the delivery part, right?
Yeah, that's
so
really wonderful
bring it
about
out,
it.
We'll bring it out to you and we'll set it up, put it all out and have it ready for you whatever time you need. Say, hey, you need it at 12 o'clock, so we'll show up, 10:40 or 11:40.
Yeah, great.
Not an hour and a half in here. 11:40, get it set up for you and have it ready for your team to eat at 12 o'clock.
There you go.
And then we do full service also. So whether you're having a wedding, a big corporate event, doing a fundraiser with Pine Forest High School football team next weekend. Next weekend, they're doing a big drawdown event. So we'll be out there with the team, doing the service for them. So we'll bring the team out. We'll serve it for you, make everything from setup to cleanup super easy. You don't have to worry about anything other than paying the bill. And we'll take care of everything.
That's kind of my kind of service right there.
Yep. So make it nice and easy. Bring out that slow smoke barbecue. Bring some Southern hospitality. And serve up the queue for your folks. And so we make nice and easy.
Well, I'm just checking because I haven't talked to you in a while. But do we have my two favorite days still going, Saturdays and Mondays?
Absolutely. It's not going away. So every Saturday, kids and grandkids eat free. So bring the kiddos a free kid meal with every adult entree purchase. So Bring them on in. Let them get those baby back ribs, hot dog, grilled cheeseburger.
Mac and cheese is a little one's favorite.
Mac and cheese, barbecue beans. Yep. You know, they're always a fan. We got great fries, too. Fries.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't mention
onion rings, too,
onion rings,
by the way.
Delicious. Corn nuggets, you know, got to talk about the corn nuggets. And I know you're not a fan, but the okra, too. The fried okra is delicious.
It's plenty. I'm sure there's plenty of folks that'll make up for me.
Hey, you know, I'm a okra over corn nuggets guy, but, you know, not everybody feels
reversed,
the same way.
That's okay. That's what makes the world go round.
Yeah, that's the reason why we have all these options, man.
That's right.
Because we're here for everybody.
Yeah.
You know? It was funny. In chamber networking lunch the other day.
Uh-huh.
We have a vegetarian in the group.
Oh, there you go.
And
but you
like,
have stuff.
She's like, Eldon, oh, Tanya, she's like, hey, he always takes care of me. She's like, he did my desserts for my ribbon cutting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so we got options, salads, you know, the mac and cheese is always a fan in the vegetarian crowd.
Sure.
And,
well, your salads are good.
Salads are good. Mm-hmm. A little barbecue sauce.
I mean, it's
some
a very
of the crispy onion
menu.
Straws. Yeah.
Lots and lots,
it really
lots
is.
Of choices.
And you got the seasonality with the... with the summer menu as well, mm-hmm. so you got, you know, extra options there. But, you know, we have this new sauce and toss menu where you can get your ribs or your chicken wings. You can get them tossed in your favorite sauce.
Oh, I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah. So, you know, we always do the smoked wings, the slow smoked wings, which are dynamite, in my opinion. I went to another restaurant. I don't say I cheated on Sonny's, but I was somewhere. I won't, you know. But this place is known for wings, and I had the wings, and I was just like, not as good as Sonny's. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. just not as good. So we won't mention where, but
yeah,
you know,
that.
You
yeah.
know, yeah. But
okay.
I was just like, our wings are so good, just so meaty, thick, you know, slow smoke, so you get all that smoke. They're not overly fried, you know, mm-hmm. that's what happens a lot of times. You get over-fried wings, yep. and they just shrink, and you got nothing.
Right.
You got a bone. You got a bone in a bite, and that's it, you yep. know, so, but...
Well,
get them tossed in your favorite sauce.
Yeah.
Get them tossed in that cherry cola sauce. So that's one that's
okay. I want to try the cherry cola sauce. That sounds interesting.
I'm gonna have to bring it. Ooh, cherry cola sauce, barbecue sauce with cherry cobbler egg rolls.
Whoa, stop it.
Mm.
Okay, I'm playing with my headphones. I'll see y'all later. Well, we're about to the end of our half hour here. So, hey, we have a giveaway.
Is it giveaway time?
I think it is.
Giveaway time. All right, let's see here. Let's go with the fifth person to text in, cherry cobbler egg rolls.
Ooh, okay.
They're going to win a $50 gift certificate to Sonny's Barbecue.
And that goes a long way.
That's a long one. Cherry cobbler egg rolls.
Okay. Want to make it shorter?
No.
Nope.
No.
I'm going to have to earn it today,
you're going to have
y'all.
To earn it today.
Okay.
Fifth person to text in, cherry cobbler egg rolls is going to get that $50 gift certificate.
Okay. 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Text in the word cherry cobbler egg rolls. All together, and also be sure and put your name next to it with your email so I know how to get in touch with you.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So it's 850-437-1620, and I'm going to let you talk about something exciting happening at Sonny's or some of the things you might be doing this weekend.
Well, this
while
weekend,
I've handled this.
Yeah.
Up.
So this weekend, Sunday afternoon, we are going to be at the Bride's Night down at Sanders Beach Community Center. That's with Coastal Weddings. The ladies over there, Alyssa and Lauren, do a great job with this. Their wedding events that they do here in Pensacola. They have the one that they do at the Civic Center early January, and then they do this Bride's Night. And it's a great time. So come on out to Sanders Beach Sunday afternoon. If you know someone that's getting married or looking to get married in the near future, come on out. There'd be probably, I don't know, 50, 60 vendors there. Lots of different samples. We'll be sampling some of our items, you know, that we do for weddings, some of our appetizers that we do. And then lots of door prizes. Every vendor brings a door prize. So lots of opportunities to win door prizes.
Okay.
And, you know, so that's a great opportunity to come out, check out all the vendors.
What's the date
have
and time
a little
again?
Fun. Sunday. I don't know what the date is. The 13th? What's today?
Today's the 12th. So
the 12th, 14th. So the June 14th, 4 p.m., I believe, is the kickoff time until 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So come on out down there at Sanders Beach. I believe it's like a nominal entry fee, maybe $15, $20, something like that. So.
Okay, that sounds like fun. All right, we have a winner.
Winner, barbecue dinner.
So the fifth person in that got the answer right, cherry cobbler egg rolls, was Tony. And your number, Tony, ends with 9839. So congratulations, Tony. I will be sending you a text with all the instructions on how you can pick up your prize, which is...
a $50 gift certificate to Sonny's Barbecue. You can use that for anything you choose. You get one of those big, delicious family feasts and... you know, or you can just come have dinner and get your choice of options. So,
and boy, we have a lot of listeners that wanted some of that cherry cobbler egg roll. So thanks to everybody for texting in. I wish we had 50 to give away, but unfortunately,
you know,
we just have
one.
One
a week. We got 50 to give away. Yep. 50 to give away. It's just going to take all year to give them away.
That's right. So there you go. So, yes, now he just texted back, yay, thank you both.
Congratulations.
So, Tony, I'll send you a text after the show and let you know how to come by and pick up your gift certificate. We do this every Friday when Eldon is here with Sonny's Barbecue. Typically, it's at 10 o'clock, sometimes 9:30, sometimes 9. So you just have to, I don't know, you just have to tune in.
Normally 9:30.
9:30 is your,
Yeah.
You switch it up a little bit.
I think it's like every 6 weeks or something, mm-hmm. Visit Pensacola comes in. It's okay. We got to promote the tourism. I know.
It's a cooperative.
I complain. I whine and complain, but, you know, it's fine.
That's all right. You do great. So. I just enjoy having you here, and it really is true.
And, you know, I think it's a good opportunity to catch other listeners who may not be always on the road at the same time. So I try to look at the, you know, what they call that, the silver lining, mm-hmm. the you know, so, you know, getting to talk to folks that don't normally hear us at 9:30 or 9:45, and so might be in your car driving around, probably close to a Sonny's location, truthfully.
We got four
in the news radio area, so
you're
probably not 5 or 10 minutes away from a Sonny's Barbecue anywhere you are in Pensacola. So,
well, that's very true. And one of my favorites, I have to say, and it's just starting to get a little hot, but even recently, just last week, I went to the one that's up on 9th, near 9th Avenue, mm-hmm. and they have the outside tables, which are right under the trees.
Yep.
It's just so nice.
It's a nice little spot. Sometimes I'm there working, I just go sit out on the porch.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Just hang out for a few minutes and enjoy life. And do a little work.
Mm-hmm. A little work.
Drink a little Sonny sweet tea.
There you go.
You know, there's worse problems in life, right?
Absolutely. So what did we miss? Anything you wanted to mention before
we go? Yeah,
we got to
talk about the Sonny's Barbecue app. So definitely get that app downloaded. You don't want to miss that opportunity. So you're going to get all the notifications of all of our specials. We had a really good special the other day on 6/8, which I believe was Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Big deals for $6.80.
Good grief.
As a homage to 1968 when Sonny's started.
Uh-huh.
So we were a little busy in the restaurant. That notification went out, and there were a lot of people taking advantage of that. $6.80 big deal meal. But we have a great deal every day on big deals. You know, $10, you get a sandwich side and a drink, and that's a steal of a deal for some good slow smoke barbecue with your favorite side, coleslaw, barbecue beans, fries, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a great deal every day. But at $6.80, woo, it was a hot deal. But you got to have the app so you get all those notifications. So go to sonnysbbq.com. You can download that app from the website, or you can go straight
and they have the rewards on the app too.
And they have the rewards on the app. You can load your credit card in there to make it super easy to purchase, or you can just scan your receipts. It doesn't force you to put the credit card in there, and a lot of people don't like to do that. And
mm-hmm.
so you just scan your receipt to collect your rewards points, and that's how you're going to get all the extra free barbecue. So
there you go.
Definitely make sure you go ahead and get that app downloaded, collect those rewards points, and get more free barbecue.
Well, you haven't mentioned one of my favorite deals.
Oh, yeah. We started down that way.
We started
down
that way.
You said the two things, and we got sidetracked.
So you talk about
Saturdays. Buy one, get one free on Saturdays for the kids' meals and grandkids' meals. And then on Monday, every Monday, at all of our local stores, we have a buy one, get one free pork sandwich. So you can get pulled pork, sliced pork, get it on a bun, get it on garlic bread, whatever you like. We got mm-hmm. a couple options on that. But definitely buy one, get one free pork sandwiches on Monday in the drive-thru. All locations do have a drive-thru, and so swing on through on Mondays. Be a good pick-me-up for a
Monday.
Monday. Can it be a Monday?
Well, it could be a Monday. If I'm having barbecue, it turns into a Monday.
Hey, Monday and barbecue. That sounds like a winner.
I need to do something to make Monday better. So it's good, because then what I do is I don't do both at once, but then I save it for later in the week. So I have another great sandwich for later in the week.
That's a great deal.
Works out every time.
So, yeah, every Monday through the drive-thru, come on and get one of those extra sandwiches. And I'm listening. If somebody ate both of them at one time, I wouldn't tell.
Well, Eldon, I appreciate you coming in earlier this morning. Congratulations again to Tony, who won our giveaway, our $50 gift certificate.
Time goes so fast every time.
I know. It's always fun.
Glad to have you back. Glad you're feeling better.
I am feeling better. And it's Friday.
We'll hope you all have a great show with Visit Pensacola and
Stefan
with BoSmart. And we'll see y'all next week. And appreciate y'all listening. And come see us at Sonny's.
All right. Thank you so much, Eldon. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back right after the news.